The following is a snippet of our World Class Bullshitters Wrestling Podcast, only available on Patreon. The snippet's about 10 to 15 minutes long, but the real show is well over an hour. Kendo and I go very in-depth into detail, and we've been getting some very positive feedback over on Patreon, so this is going to be a regular thing. So if you like this sort of thing, make sure you guys join us over on Patreon. For $5 a month, you get access to this and countless other things. And without any further ado, let's get into it.
The following is a World Class Bullshitters exclusive, only for patrons.
So folks, sometimes you're in the middle of something, a conversation, and all of a sudden, inspiration strikes. You think, wow, I should be recording this. And guess what? Because we were in the middle of something else, we decided we can record this. So Kendo and I are back, and we're going to be talking about wrestling. We've been wanting to do some wrestling-related content because no matter your stance on the WWE or AEW or any of that stuff, it is a form of entertainment. And World Class Bullshitters is not a Star Wars channel. We're not strictly a geek culture channel. We're an entertainment channel. We talk about everything. Genre entertainment, television, movies, sometimes music, lots of comics, cartoons, animated stuff. It all depends on, if it's entertaining to us or it's a topic to talk about. But Kendo, myself, Dion to a degree, and a lot of our fans are very into the wrestling community. And right now is always a hot time to talk about wrestling because it's the build-up to WrestleMania. This year will be WrestleMania 36. So after Kendo and I got off air, we started talking about wrestling, and Kendo goes, we should be recording this. So now we are going to record it, and we're going to be talking about wrestling. So Kendo, you were telling me about a podcast. Tell the listeners.
Okay, so there's this podcast I listen to. It's from Wondery. It's called Sports Wars. And they've covered a bunch of things. They had Kobe versus Shaq. They've had, I'm trying to think of the other ones. They had Tom Brady versus Peyton Manning. They've essentially run the gamut. So, like, if you're into football, they've got a football one. If you're into soccer, or no, I don't think they've got a soccer one. Hang on, let me pull it up. If you're into basketball, they've got, basketball one. So I'm just looking at these. So you got LeBron versus the Warriors, Deion Sanders versus Jerry Rice, the Mets and the Yankees, Tyson Holyfield. That was a good one, too. Maguire Sosa, Texas versus Oklahoma, Georgia versus Florida, San Fran, where's my mule? Jordan versus Isaiah Thompson, Federer versus Nadal, if you like tennis, Favre and Rogers. That was where it started. So they've got a bunch of stuff, and it's mostly like individual people within said sport, although there's some teams involved in, like college football, because that's very passionate. But the latest one they put out, and it popped up on mine the other day, and I didn't get a chance to start listening to it until yesterday, and I listened to the first two, is Stone Cold versus The Rock, which if anybody's listening to this channel for more than 38 seconds, they know that Jeff is a massive mark for The Rock.
Yes.
And so I thought of it the other day when I saw it pop up. I was like, hey, next time I'm actually talking to Jeff, I need to tell him about this. And it just so happened when we got off air from recording our political bullshit, we're turned into something else, which is just 90 minutes of glorious entertainment for you folks. I think it's 90 minutes. If it's not, we'll pay you back some other time. Hmm. We were talking about the podcasts that we listen to, the wrestling related ones. And then I was like, oh, shit, that reminds me. I've been listening to Sports Wars by Wondery, and they've been doing Stone Cold and The Rock. And so we started to talk about that, and I said, we should be fucking recording this, because we've talked about how we've wanted to do a wrestling podcast, which we kind of did. It's called Ring Rust. It's only good once I'm involved in it. Biased opinion. But then if you don't believe me, go listen to the episodes I'm not on, and then you tell me that, oh, yeah, you're right. You are – it's better when you're on it.
It's how and we so, found you.
Yeah, it really is. If I hadn't gone to Money in the Bank 2017, which whatever one Baron Corbin won at, the whatever the fuck they call that arena now in St. Louis, I would never have actually interacted with Jeff on air. He wouldn't have realized, hey, I got to cut this dead weight and I got to hire this fucking guy. You wouldn't have the World Class Bullshitters you love to this day. So. Unless you're one of those weird ones that's into horrible, horrible, horribly weird jokes, in which case you'll like the earlier stuff. But that's not the point. The point is, we were talking about The Rock and Stone Cold, and I was telling about this podcast and how it's mostly accurate are, you know, captured it, but there are some things that it's taken liberty with that, you know, it's different than what I remember it. And Jeff started watching wrestling definitely after I did, because I started watching wrestling in like the late 80s. The first pay-per-view I watched was Survivor Series 1990. The Undertaker debuted, and I became a huge Undertaker fan. Jeff started watching it, you know, later than I did, obviously, because we do have a 5-year age gap.
Yes.
And he told me when he's, you know, whatever. And like I said, he's a huge mark for The Rock. And I said something about Stone Cold and why he was such a big deal. And then I was like, you know, we should be recording this, because the people that do like the wrestling or interested in wrestling would probably like to hear our perspectives on it, especially, you know, coming from. I was watching at the time. I saw the rise of, you know, Rocky Maivia, Die Rocky Die, the rise of, you know, Austin 316. Jeff came to the party slightly after all that had happened and all that stuff. And so you get the two perspectives in this one, where I could talk about, yes, Rocky Maivia was a terrible fucking babyface and we hated him. But then when he became The Rock, we hated him, but for the correct reasons. And that's where we're at right now. That's where the conversation was at when we decided, hey, we should be rolling camera or rolling tape for this.
Yeah, we should. So I started.
So Jeff.
Yes.
You can pick it up.
Okay, so I just to bounce off of what you had just said, I started watching wrestling in 99. So November of 99, I just hit my 20th anniversary at the end of last year. And I've stuck with it, I guess, longer than you have, because I watched nonstop from 99 till about 03, missed a little bit of 03, got really back into it until 04. And I've been watching it pretty much nonstop, with the exception of the last couple of months of Raw and SmackDown, since 2004. And it's been better. It's been worse, but modern wrestling just isn't worth my time. So I'm glad we're doing older stuff, because there's such a, you know, a variety of back catalogs of shit. But to bounce off of your topic about Rock and Stone Cold, I have a unique take on why I always go for The Rock as being the better and bigger superstar. And it's not really his Hollywood career that I ever really reference, because I look at, you know, many different things. But now, for a moment, do me a favor and enlighten me with some of the stuff the podcast was saying, or your take at least.
So, essentially, it picks it up with about how, like, the first one is about Stone Cold and his time before WWF, because that's what it was at the time, and The Rock before, you know, WWF. It talks about how his dad was a wrestler. He was known as Dewey at the time, which is even funnier, and how he went to see a wrestling show and Hulk Hogan gave him a headband or some shit like that, and how Dewey decided he wanted to be a wrestler. Yes, yeah, so he in the podcast, it references that he went by Dewey back then, which I don't know if that's the case or not. I'm not as much into The Rock's life and his lore, so that may or may not be correct. But then how, you know, he played football at Florida State, which is true, and that how after football didn't work out for him, he, you know, used his, you know, connections through his dad to learn to train to be a wrestler, got into developmental. The WWF at the time noticed him and said, this guy could be a good thing. Let's bring him up. And then conversely with the Stone Cold side of things, it was he worked in WCW. I remember stunning Steve, the Hollywood Blondes, him and Pillman in WCW. And then he went to ECW and he was like stunning Steve Austin. He was the ringmaster. And then he got into WWE, F, whatever pronouns, pal.
Yep.
And they turned him, you know, I think he was the ringmaster there. I remember when he came in and he had his blonde hair and Ted DiBiase was going to make him his $1 million champion and all that bullshit. And he just fucking sucked. He worked, he did good in the ring, but his character was just garbage. And then King of the Ring happened. I think it was King of the Ring 96, if memory serves. Because I think 93 was Brett. 94 was my boy Owen, RIP. 95 was Mabel, who crushed Undertaker's eye socket. And then 96 was Stone Cold, and it talks about, you know, it cuts and it even interplays the promos. So instead of like being dramatically reenacted like some of the other shit that they have in there is, they actually cut from the archive and play the promo. So he cuts his Austin 316 promo on Jake the Snake Roberts. I almost said Jake the Roberts. Yes, Jake the Roberts Snake.
That's my last name.
Yeah, so that's the that's the first episode, and then the second episode picks up from there about essentially how Rocky was a terrible fucking baby face and Stone Cold was an on fire heel that became like a pseudo face because of his fight with the boss that many blue collar people could relate to. And that was the people that was going to the wrestling in the '90s. It was your blue collar, you know, Joe Lunch Pail, you know, Joe Six Pack, Jane Box of Wine people. That's what they were going to see the wrestling. And yeah, Rocky, when he first started, he was a fucking miserable baby face, but that's where it was at in the show so far, the podcast, it's those two episodes. And, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think. That's really where the podcast – I mean, the third episode hasn't dropped yet, but it's going to get – they're on the collision course now where they'll meet, I think, at 15, is it? Was it 15, 17, and 19 was their trilogy?
Yep.
Yeah, so they're on the collision course now. It's the last episode ended with them essentially fine-tuning the characters. Rock joins the Nation, and Stone Cold takes on the man, McMahon. Ooh. The McMahon.
McMahon.
McMahon, the conspiracy here, McMahon.
That's a good Jesse.
Yeah, I ain't got time to bleed, McMahon.